On the afternoon of July 31st, 1953, Sidney R. Traub, then president of the Maryland Board of Movie Censors, emerged from the viewing room of the board in the Equitable Building on Calvert Street and made an announcement that would shake the town. He said that the board ruled that a movie called The Moon is Blue, scheduled for showing at local theaters, was being killed, held to be indecent. If the board had anything to say, and it did, moviegoers would not get to see it, period. The announcement was particularly galling because some Baltimoreans had already seen the stage version at Ford's Theater and loved it and couldn't wait for the movie version. As far as The Moon is Blue being indecent, it was, by today's standards, about as indecent as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, about a guy and a girl, both married, who meet one day on the top of the Empire State Building, falling in love and agreeing that such a love affair happens only once in a blue moon. Still, following several unsuccessful appeals to the board, the United Artists Corporation, which distributed the movie, went to court. Judge Herman Moser's opinion was that the movie was, in the judgment of the court, not indecent. So in no time at all, by June of 1954, the movie was doing land office business. There were long lines at the Ambassador on Liberty Heights, the Arcade on Harford Road, the Crest on Reisterstown Road, the Northwood, the State, the Uptown. Not surprisingly, the movie owners explaining the big crowds turning out for what really was a mediocre movie were of one mind. It was at the Maryland Board of Censors, vowing that the movie would never get out of their viewing room and releasing it only under court order, had labeled it must kill. That was all the local audiences needed to hear. They immediately put it on their list as must see. The board went out of business in 1981, and good thing too. The stuff they would have to review for release today would blow the roof off the viewing room.